Ever since childhood, I've considered myself a creative being, and now today, as I map out my identity, I'm questioning what it exactly means to be an artist. I'm a Kimmy Weaver for Youth Radio. As I got older, I started to involve myself in my own projects, such as drawing pictures off of Google, creating huge collages. This got me thinking about how I define art. I asked a few people on the streets of Oakland how they defined art.
I define art as anything that moves people. And that's a really broad definition, but it could happen anywhere and be almost anything.
I define art as anything that you put your emotion and soul into.
Art? It's like self-expression through creativity.
I think art should be something that's accessible to everybody, improve public spaces, you know, educate people, provide entertainment at the same time, and hopefully be supported by the public sector.
Art, oh man, it's photography, art, oil paintings, acrylics. That's what I like. I majored in art.
For me personally, I define art as creativity, and I believe creativity is when you put your mind, energy, and heart into something. It could be dance, music, visual art, makeup, cooking, and more. For example, someone could create a friendship bracelet for his or her friend, and that is considered art to me because the person had the creative intuition to create this project with love and good energy. Then I wondered if people are born with the natural ability to become an artist, or is that something you could learn to become?
Well, I think it's both. I think everyone is born with some sort of talent, and then they can cultivate it. And if they haven't done it for a while, it's probably still there. It's just buried under a lot of stuff.
I think it's both. I think the instinct is in all of us being human beings. But I think as far as it being activated, I think sometimes it can get buried so deep that it's not activated and it needs to be inspired by something.
Do you think people are born with natural talent to be an artist, or do you think it's something you could learn to become?
I think both. When you're born with it, some people take it for granted. Some people, you know, until they realize exactly what it is, some people just do it naturally and not realizing that, you know, it's actually art. And actually not realizing that they can even get paid for it doing that. You know, there's a lot of people that do art that work a 9-to-5 job and hate their job, but don't realize that they can be making money doing what they were already born to do. So
everyone's born with it.
Do you think that the youth can benefit from having an art class as part of school curriculum? If so, why?
Yes.
You could learn to become, but in my case, it's like art ran in my family, so.
I think there has to be some natural affinity, but I do think people can always build on that and learn things, but I think there has to be some impulse, you know, something that makes you want to do art as opposed to something else, yes.
When I was in 9th grade, we had an art class that everyone was required to take. I loved that class. It was my absolute favorite. We got to draw our own spirit animals, a portrait of our friends, some surreal photos, and we even painted the whole classroom space. We painted the stairs down to the walls up. I felt at home in that art class. Most students didn't take the class serious and would say stuff about me because I was so passionate about my art project.
Do you think that the youth can benefit from having an art class as a part of school curriculum? If so, why?
100%. I was a high school teacher for a while, and my kids learned so much in their art class. And it makes school more enjoyable. It makes them able to learn in different ways. I think everyone should have art at school.
I definitely think that youth, you know, when I was going to school, we had art, we had music, we had all those things in school. So those were things that that fueled our creativity. And definitely, you know, if I didn't have art, if I didn't have any music or art in my life growing up, I'd probably be doing something totally different. I might be a criminal, I don't know. You know, it's just, it kept me out of a lot of trouble. I would say, you know, when my friends were all out doing, getting into trouble, I was home drawing, I was home playing my drums, I was home doing something else. So you know, I feel like I grew up an only child, so I feel like my being able to draw was sort of like my sibling. It was like my little brother. It was like something I played with, something I did.
Oh yeah, you gotta have an art class. It shouldn't be mandatory towards your grade point average or nothing like that, but it should be though. It should be art, yeah.
I think I think it teaches people creativity. I think it teaches them to look at things from different perspectives, maybe introduce some themes from their everyday life that they can make, you know, that they can open up to other people for discussion. So I think it does play an important role in people's education, absolutely.
Growing up, we used to have this golden Africa sculpture in the living room that a local artist and a family friend named Kadenji made. I wanted to get his opinion on how he personally defines art and how he came to label and identify himself as an artist.
My name is Givinji Wambire, and we run a gallery called Omiro, or a space called Omiro.
This interview was pretty crucial for my project because he was explaining to me why he chose this as his career path and why he chose to make art as a part of his daily life. For you personally, what makes you an artist?
Let me say, what makes me an artist? I would say hard work, dedication, and the love of it.
How do you define art in your own words?
It's usually, my definition is anything goes. If it has soul and spirit into it, almost anything can be art or artistic. If you have a heartbeat and you dance with that heartbeat, that's art for me. So sometimes you see people dancing and they are really putting their soul behind their steps. You know, that's art. If you write and you got that energy popping, that's art for me. So anything goes as long as you put soul and spirit into it.
Why did you choose to pursue art as a career?
Maybe lack of other skills. But mostly, I loved it. It's on a serious level. It's something that you think about seriously. It's a spiritual journey. Even if it doesn't involve a lot of money sometimes, and sometimes you make a lot of money, I couldn't do without it. It's something I need for my soul, for my heartbeat. It makes me happy.
I want to choose a career path that I'm happy with. After doing this interview, I came to realize that if you choose to become a visual artist or a painter, you would have a hard time supporting yourself financially, meaning your income would be unsteady. One month you could be making thousands of dollars, and then the next month you could be making nothing. So I'm still trying to figure out where I fit into the art world, because ideally I want a job with creative freedom and flexibility that also pays well.
What's your goal, or what do you want to accomplish with art in general?
To be a decent human being, you know, to inspire people, and to make a lot of money. to earn a living, actually, to earn a living, you know. I have two beautiful children. It would be nice to be able to take care of them without sometimes the hassle and the bustle and the stress of making art. Yeah.
Reporting from Oakland, I'm Akimi Weaver from Youth Radio.